Mozart's Overture to Abduction from the Harem, Abduction from the Seraglio, here on KPR to start off Friday morning with Hans Vonk and the Staatskapelle Dresden. We'll have Bach and Clementi before the hour is up, but next we have Jose White, a Cuban composer, born in 1836, January 17th, 1836. Here's a piece he wrote for violin, Etude No. 6 on KPR. That was violinist Rachel Barton Pine from her album Capriccio Latino. That was by a Cuban composer, Jose Silvestre de los Dolores White Lafitte, usually just known as Jose White. It was just called Etude No. 6. Next on KPR, the Orchestral Suite No. 5 by J.S. Bach and a Muzio Clementi piano concerto coming up also. And we have a new piece to the library coming up, in about 10:30, Tales of Hemingway, the music of Michael Doherty. We'll hear that in the next hour, and some Gilbert and Sullivan and George Gershwin in the 11 o'clock hour as we're having fun musically here on KPR on a Friday morning. This is Reinhard Gerbel and the Musica Antiqua of Cologne for the 5th Orchestral Suite of Bach on KPR. Played with great flourish by Musica Antiqua of Cologne. That was J.S. Bach, the Orchestral Suite No. 5 in G minor. Next we have a piano concerto with a dazzling piano solo part. And next hour, Tales of Hemingway. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. Back on the air, 91.5 Lawrence. Thanks to our engineers yesterday and this week. Well, they worked in the hot sun and the tall grass to replace some parts that were far up on the tower. You can always listen through Kansas Public Radio when you're on the go, or you can download our app, or remember, you can tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. B-movie mogul Roger Corman died earlier this year. On Friday night, July 19th, at Liberty Hall, we'll honor his career with a completely bonkers night of Core Mania for KPR Cinema A Go-Go. Our big double feature includes the classic Attack of the Crab Monsters and Swamp Women. It's at 7 p.m. Friday, July 19th, and tickets will be available at the door. Details at kansaspublicradio.org. The piano concerto with the dazzling solo part is in C major, and it's by Muzio Clementi from 1796. Ivan Jenikov is the pianist with the Sofia Chamber Orchestra on KPR. Ivan Drenikov at the piano with the Sofia Chamber Orchestra. Muzio Clementi, the piano concerto in C major. Here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from KU.
Critics disagree, saying it makes art less diverse. So scientists asked people to come up with stories, with and without a chatbot's help.
My heart is racing as the door opens. There, in front of us, is an alien.
The results of an AI creative writing challenge on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hear more about that at 3 o'clock this afternoon, right here on KPR. Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UP, UPP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people and pantries in every corner of Kansas. More details on how to help at aftertheharvestkc.org. KANU and KANU HD1 serving Lawrence through 91.5 FM. There's KANH and KANH HD1 for Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute, and KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 10:01. It's KPR.
Live from NPR News and Wall Children. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are up 260 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Cigna Healthcare, a health benefits provider that advocates for better health through every stage of life. Learn more at Cigna.com. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from KU. That was Stravinsky's Tango, played by the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra. At about 10:30, in just about 22 minutes or so, we'll hear new music by Michael Dougherty, Tales of Hemingway. But next on Kansas Public Radio, let's enjoy some old music in a 20th century arrangement for concert band. This is called The Sweet William Byrd. It's arranged by Gordon Jacob now on KPR. Ending with The Bells, music from hundreds of years ago, from England, from William Byrd. Gordon Jacob arranged The Sweet William Byrd for Modern Day Band, which was, in this case, the United States Air Force Band, directed by Colonel Graham. And next we'll have music For Whom the Bell Tolls. Also, The Big Two-Hearted River, The Old Man and the Sea, and The Sun Also Rises. If you're thinking Hemingway, you're right. We'll hear Tales of Hemingway for cello and orchestra next. It's very dramatic. Keep it right here on KPR. Today should stay sunny. Right now we're at 60% humidity and the last temperature in Lawrence, 82 degrees, on the way up to 94. And tonight a 30% chance for showers and thunderstorms, probably after 4 in the morning. With a low of 74, Saturday has a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 7 in the morning. Should be sunny and hot, though, Saturday. Tomorrow with a high of 96. Let's see, Sunday, 98. Monday, 100. And then we start some pretty good chances of rain Tuesday, but looks like temperatures should still be in the 90s, but going back into the 80s midweek. Here is a new recording to the KPR Library. Michael Dougherty, composer born in 1954. Here is his 2015 dramatic piece for cello and orchestra featuring Zuhl Bailey, the Nashville Symphony, Giancarlo Guerrero directing the world premiere recording of Tales of Hemingway for cello and orchestra now on KPR. Ending with The Sun Also Rises, before that The Old Man and the Sea, For Whom the Bell Tolls, and The Big Two-Hearted River. From 2015 by Michael Dougherty, The Tales of Hemingway, for cello and orchestra. That's the world premiere recording, with the Nashville Symphony, Giancarlo Guerrero, and Zuhl Bailey was our cellist, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Remember to see our whole program guide at a glance. You can do so online at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also check our playlist so you can look up and see what's playing or what's been played. It's all there on kansaspublicradio.org. from Vivaldi's Concerto No. 3.
It's our job to be skeptical,
so
you can trust. This is NPR.
Join us at 3 o'clock for All Things Considered, right here on KPR. That little bit of Vivaldi was Opus 3, number 11. You can always look up the little details, like we said, on our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Well, we're just going to have fun, classical music fun, in the next hour. We've got Gilbert and Sullivan. We've got an abridged version in, 20 minutes or so. We'll hear a few of the tunes from The Gondoliers, which is a funny story. It's about two Italian brothers who pilot the gondolas, and they just found out that they're long-lost relatives of royalty. So we'll hear that, and also George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue is coming up at about 20 minutes before noon. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. It's 11:01.
Live. The Dow is up nearly 300 points. You're listening to NPR News.
And this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas. Gilbert and Sullivan now, The Gondoliers. We'll hear some songs after the overture. Keep it here on KPR. A few tunes and songs from the 12th collaboration between Gilbert and Sullivan, The Gondoliers, Malcolm Sargent and the Pro Arte Orchestra with their soloists. Stay tuned for Rhapsody in Blue. Next, some scenes of fairyland. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from KU, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, kansaspublicradio.org. It's like a night at Red Lobster gone horribly wrong, Friday, July 19th at Liberty Hall, for KPR's next Cinema A Go-Go. We've got two Roger Corman specials, Attack of the Crab Monsters, in which monster crabs chow down on slow-moving humans, and Swamp Women, which is just what the title says. It's at 7 p.m., Friday, July 19th, details at kansaspublicradio.org. These pieces by Robert Schumann, we'll hear four character sketches that make up scenes of fairyland. He wrote these for viola, and in this case, orchestra. And we'll hear the violist Roger Myers, who died earlier this year. And he, every summer, he would come to Topeka and play in the Sunflower Music Festival. Let's listen to his great playing, Roger Myers, now with the London Symphony Orchestra, for The Scenes of Fairyland by Robert Schumann on Kansas Public Radio. With the great Roger Myers, violist, and the London Symphony Orchestra, directed by Michael Francis. That was Robert Schumann, his piece, Four Character Sketches, for viola, called Scenes of Fairyland. Roger Myers used to come every summer to Topeka to play in the Sunflower Music Festival. Good morning, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It's about 18 minutes before 12 noon. Jeff Watson's in, as usual, with three more hours of classical music going right up until this afternoon's edition of All Things Considered. I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend. And now here's a 1989 release of Louis Lortie, the Canadian pianist with the Montreal Symphony Orchestra, led by Charles Dutoit, for music from 1925 by George Gershwin, his famous Rhapsody in Blue, on this summer morning here on KPR. George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue Charles Dutoit, the Montreal Symphony Orchestra, with pianist Louis Lortie here on KPR. It's a couple minutes before 12 noon. Jeff Watson's in as usual with 3 more hours of classical music coming up right after the noon news. Remember, you can always go to Kansas Public Radio and check our playlists to look up what's been played or what's playing now. You can also see our schedule at a glance, learn about our different programs, all sorts of things. All secrets revealed at kansaspublicradio.org. Here's a little bit more Gershwin, Lady Be Good.
Little Beijing. We're moving along.
We wanted to see firsthand the challenges of accessing healthcare in rural America. Elberton, Georgia is a city of just...
Join us every weekday.
Join us at 3 o'clock for All Things Considered here on KPR. It's 12 noon. Jeff Watson left his playlist unattended. I'll consider that public knowledge. Let's check it out. The Devil's Wall. You'll hear the Infernal Dance from that in just a few minutes. A potpourri for cello and guitar together. One of the Franz Liszt Hungarian Rhapsodies and a Frédéric Chopin Scherzo. And interestingly, he has Tchaikovsky's 3rd piano concerto coming up a little bit past 2:30. How many people can hum the melody from that? Well, listen for that, Tchaikovsky's 3rd. Also, Jeff seems to continue his Bohuslav Martinu kick with 7 arabesques for cello and piano. It's all ahead on KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute.
Live from NPR News.